VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your telephone calls, emails, and general participation is not only suggested, it could make up for our childhoods, which were pretty marginal. Here's Griff and Lee.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. If you're listening live, today is February 5th, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 364. Now is the very exact moment you've been waiting all your life for, because it's time to call 888 Radio 30. That's 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're actually on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we'll do our very best to get to your question or comment today during the show. And also, Griff, why don't you tell them what a listing dish is? Because I'm dying to do some listing today, dishing.
Really?
Yeah, let's do some dishing today. I need to learn some stuff. What's dish?
Well, a listing dish is kind of the equivalent. If you remember the movie Airplane, when what's-his-name in the control tower used to say, "Oh, that dress and those shoes and, oh, that hat." It's us doing that to your listing, but being nice about it. It's just we critique your listing.
We look
and
it
we
over.
Call it dishing because dishing has double meaning. It's, you know, you can dish the dirt. And dishes are sold on eBay.
And that's why we grade you in tureens.
Well,
get it?
Sort of, yeah.
We've heard back from many of our dishies. They say we've helped their sales. So let's dish a listing for you. The folks on the eBay radio chat board are mostly made up of eBay seller experts, pretty much, who listen to the show while they list themselves. They love to get in on the dishing. You can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, and you give the phone screener, who today is Melissa, by the way. Donna has a cold. Last week it was Melissa with the cold. Donna filled in for her. Now Melissa's filling in for Donna today.
Who has a cold.
So you'll get Melissa today on the other end of the line. Or you can call in with a question or comment about pretty much anything eBay related. Maybe you have a tip for us, or maybe you're feeling entrepreneurially challenged right now and you need some motivation. We can help you with that.
We can, and we will.
Because motivation, I'm telling you, I almost lost my motivation.
Oh, why?
Well, you know, just everything that went on in my life the last few months.
Oh,
But it's coming back. I'm getting my mojo back.
You're getting it.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this now and your mojo packed up and went on vacation, give us a call. We can motivate you a little bit here. We've all been through it.
Well, we've been through some of it.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been through having low motivation. You've been there, Griff.
Me?
Sure you have.
I have?
Yeah. See, one thing about having a job instead of being an entrepreneur.
A job?
A job. Being an employee.
Do I have one of those?
Because you got to show up. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have to show up at 9 a.m. every day. You can go out and sit in your backyard with a glass of iced tea anytime you want during the day. It's a wonderful thing to be an entrepreneur. But you, Griff, are both. You have a little business on the side selling on eBay.
Is that what they call that?
And you have a full-time job. A little bit different motivational issue there, I guess. Somebody's making you get dressed and go into eBay.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You see what I mean?
So I figured out how to do this. And what I did is I hired an evil little troll who sleeps under my bed. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, he jumps out from under the bed and starts slapping me. And says, "Get up out of bed. Get up out of bed. You have to do things. You have to do things."
Yeah, well, it works. How long have you been with eBay now?
As long as my face is red from the slapping.
Is there any particular month that we should be celebrating eBay's 20th anniversary this year?
Well, technically it's September, yeah.
Oh, it's September, technically.
September, it's Labor Day. So the founder of eBay, Pierre Omidyar, flipped the switch on the site, and I mean flipped it on Labor Day of 1995.
Mm.
It was a Monday. It was an ordinary Monday. It would turn out to be unlike any other Monday.
And you were there then, right?
No, I wasn't. No,
Oh, you mean when he first did the first site that became eBay. It wasn't called eBay at the time.
It was AuctionWeb, but I wasn't there. No.
Yeah.
But what was I doing Labor Day of 1995? Probably.
So when did they hire you?
November 96.
Okay. Now, when they hired you, had they switched to the name eBay already?
No. So I think I told the story. The name eBay, the way Pierre was using it at the time, was it was AuctionWeb, which was part of something called eBay Internet. And eBay Internet was four different sites. Didn't I ever tell you this before?
No.
So it was AuctionWeb, which was the marketplace, you know, the website where you buy and sell. And then there was a travel site, and Pierre had created a partnership with a local travel agent in San Jose, who I forget who that was. There was something called the Personal Shopper. I have no idea what that was. I never clicked on it, and then it went away one day. And then the fourth site was a site all about Ebola, because Pierre was fascinated, I think, with Ebola. All those three other sites kind of went away. Gladly.
Well, where does
buying and selling in Ebola don't go together?
Echo Bay or something.
Echo Bay was what he wanted to call his little business, his little internet business. He wanted to call it Echo Bay Internet, but that was taken when back in those days you couldn't. There wasn't like GoDaddy Online or Network Solutions. If you wanted to register a domain name in 1995, you had to go to an office, and the office in California was in Sacramento. So he drove all the way to the office, and the clerk, the woman with the rhinestone glasses with the blue hair behind the desk, took out her big ledger book and said, "So what name do you want?" And he said, "I'd like EchoBay.com." And she went, "Let me look it up. A, B, C, let's see, the E's. Here we go. Echo Bay. Sorry, it's taken." And he said, "Oh, geez, all the way to Sacramento. And then he said, I'm not doing my story.
Go.
Then he said, "Oh, I know. What if I just shorten it to something like eBay? What about that?" She went, "Well, what the hell is an eBay?" And she looked it up. She said, "Of course it's not taken. There's no such thing as an eBay. If you want that stupid name, I'm sure you can have it. So here it is." And so he registered eBay.
Wow. Well, I must have come along right after that, not with eBay, because the first website I got, I think, was in 1996, and I had to go through that solutions place. I didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, 1996, things changed.
Yeah, big, big time. Yeah. So you came to eBay in 1996.
I did.
Okay. And your first job was as a customer service rep.
The first one.
Right. And that lasted...
How may I help you?
That lasted how long?
Until my sanity ran out. No, it lasted...
You brought in some of your friends to work as customer service reps.
You're going to pull this out of me no matter
what. Yes, I am.
The minute I got hired, business started to take off. I don't think the two were necessarily connected. And we had to start hiring people, and Pierre was having a hard time finding anyone who wanted to work customer support in San Jose, because everyone back then, it was the internet bubble, and everyone wanted manager positions with huge stock option packages, and Pierre was pretty frugal. And said, "Can you hire people?" And I said, "Yeah, we can hire more like me." And we found people on the chat board, and we hired them quietly. And then I started finding people in West Rutland who said, "So you're doing that eBay thing, huh?" The waitress across the street. "Yeah, what do you have?" "Okay, doll. You want fried eggs?" "All right. So I'm doing that eBay thing. I'm selling Beanie Babies." "Really? Are you good at it?" She said, "Pretty good." And I said, "You want a job?" "What? is it better than this thing, pushing in this greasy spoon? And I said, yeah. So she, I hired her, and then I hired a bunch of other people, and soon we had a whole bunch of customer support folks working in a little studio in West Rutland.
And you were working out of your home at the beginning, weren't you?
Well, out of my studio. I had a studio.
A little studio.
I hate working at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I always had a place o' business.
Okay.
I had this. I had the downstairs of an old. It was the shirt factory in West Rutland. This old brick building.
So how many people did you end up hiring in that little studio?
About 21.
To be eBay customer service reps, basically.
About 21.
And did you take most of the people from the chat board? Because, and if I understand correctly, if I remember the story correctly, when you first got on to the auction web,
yeah.
It was just like a bulletin board, right? You put up something that you had for sale, bulletin board style? No.
There were always individual listing pages.
Oh, okay.
But there was you see, like what we have at the eBay radio discussion chat board, there was one chat board for all of eBay back then.
Okay.
And you could post things on it. And it wasn't as fancy looking, and it scrolled, so it meant that it would keep 100 posts at a time, and then they'd disappear when new ones were added. But that's how people communicated back then.
So you had about 20 people.
I had about 20 people.
20 people.
Yeah.
And that lasted for how long?
It lasted for a while. So we had 20 people by, I'd say, the summer of 98.
And where did Pierre live?
In San Jose.
Okay. Had you met Pierre at this point?
Yes. Yeah, because I started coming out to San Jose from Vermont every month.
I want to finish this interview when we come back. In the meantime, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30.
You sure this isn't boring?
I don't find it boring.
Oh, okay. Then this segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Call us now, and we can stop this inanity. 888-723-4630. It's the eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top five international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And we're talking to Griff right now. I'm interviewing Griff a lot.
Why?
About his career on eBay, because it's fascinating to some of us, and there are many people who don't know the story, all right?
It's so boring.
So you were buying and selling, mostly selling, I think, computer parts on this little website.
Buying.
Called Auction Web. You were buying, called Auction Web, right?
Yeah.
And they missed you for a couple of weeks. You had been ill. And all of a sudden, you get a call from this guy named Piero Midiar.
Right.
You want a job. Yeah, sure. When can I start? And it was being a customer service rep because they realized that he had been on the chat board for a long time helping people. People would ask him for advice and he would give it. So he got this job. Then he ended up hiring like 20 of his friends and acquaintances.
Well, some people I didn't know that well.
Okay.
Yeah. They were friends of the friends I had hired.
Exactly. And friends are friends of acquaintances.
You had to be able to type. You had to have a sense of decorum and know and want to handle customers' problems and issues and solve them.
And so there were about 20 of you at this point.
That's correct.
And you had met Pierre by that time because you had gone out to San Jose a couple of times.
I had.
And then what happened?
I don't know. You tell me.
Then they called you and said, do you want to move?
Oh, actually, yeah, that was... So that wasn't one phone call. So the idea was, you should move here. I was supposed to go out the minute he called the first time, and I said, well, I'm not even packed. I don't have a thing to wear. And so I didn't go out originally. I stayed in Vermont. And then by 1998, late 98, while I was out there on one of the trips... somebody said, you really got to move here. So I said, all right, I'll look for an apartment. And I was looking around San Jose, and prices were so high. I was so shocked, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then I thought, well, okay. And I think I kind of lined up a few possible rentals. And then at that point, eBay was a slightly bigger company. I think there was maybe about 300 people working here. And our brand new HR department. So we can arrange corporate housing for a few months until you can find something. So that was going to be what I was doing. And I remember there was a corporate apartment up in Santa Clara. I remember the apartment. It was nice. And I think I still have the key to that apartment. I think it's probably still, they're probably waiting for me to show up there. I was off on vacation, or I had planned to go on vacation to Italy in the end of May. And just before, like a month before that, I got a phone call, and it was Meg, our CEO, saying, would you mind moving to Salt Lake? Because we're going to open up a customer support center there.
And it was just what you always wanted to do.
Well, it was on the top of my bucket list, I tell you. Moved, it's a dream come true. And I said, yes, sure. Well, it had never occurred to me. And yeah, I guess I can try that. So then I got back. It's funny because it was such a culture shock. I went directly from Italy to Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It showed that I was durable. And I was there for 3 years. But I left customer support a year after I got there and went to our corporate communications group.
And then when did they move you? How long did you stay in Salt Lake?
Well, I bought a house, so I thought I'd stay there for a long, long time. And I would have. I mean, I can live anywhere. I'm happy. And I can live anywhere, and I will be happy. But after about 3 years, my boss at the time said,
who was your boss at
the Henry time? Gomez.
Okay.
Who was the director of the vice president of corporate communications at that point, I think, said, you've got to come. And they made it worth my while. And I put the house up on the market in 2003. I moved to San Jose for good.
And the rest is history.
I'll tell you, I ate a sandwich on the way there. And we stopped for gas a few times. And I went to Elko and to Wendover and to Reno. I can remember the ride there.
Well, and I met you in, 2003. Is that when we started? Oh, we started in 2003.
2003.
Okay.
Shortly after I moved here.
Yeah. You hadn't been there very long.
Yeah, I met Howie and then I met you. My life was complete.
And that was it. That's all you needed, honey.
So, you're all
I'll never forget honey. That first day I met you. It was so exciting, Griffin.
Why was it exciting?
Oh, my God, it was exciting.
Yeah.
First of all, I had sent this demo to eBay thinking I'll never hear from these people.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't a gonna call, you know.
Yeah.
I sent it to several other corporations, too, including Entrepreneur Magazine. And you both wanted it. It was very strange. The next day, I got a call from eBay. Can you fly up here? Can I? Hello?
And we painted a big white cross on the roof so she'd have a place to land.
So I flew in, and you guys took me in this big room.
Oh, I remember
Chris Murch
that.
Was yeah. with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were all around a big table.
Looking important.
Table.
Trying to look important.
Trying to look very important.
Yeah.
And you played my demo because there were a few people who hadn't heard it yet.
Right.
And that was very nerve-wracking for me. You know, you're sitting there, they're playing your demo that you sent in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll never forget your boss at the time.
Kevin McSpadden.
Yes, it was Kevin McSpadden.
He wasn't my boss, by the way.
Oh, he wasn't your boss?
Not at that point,
he seemed
no.
to be leading the group.
He was leading it because it was kind of like, it was a marketing advertising idea that he had. And he had only brought me in from corporate communications because he thought, oh, and Griff can be the host. Well, I thought, yeah, really? Okay, sure. I'll sit in.
Well, you know, when I sent the tape, they told me when they called the next day, they hadn't even thought of doing a radio show.
You know, we could be writing this down and selling it as a story. But
really?
No, you're giving it away on the air like everything.
So there I was in this big conference room, a nervous wreck, just hoping that eBay was going to consider doing this radio show.
You were 20 years younger.
And sad, but true. And then, well, not 20 years younger. And then all of a sudden, Kevin said, and I quote, well, when we start this radio show, he said when. He said the word when, and my heart just raced. When we start this radio show, I'm not going to be here because I'm going to be in Italy. So somebody else is going to have to take the lead with this. And then you said to him, Italy? He says, yeah, I'm going to my brother's wedding. What part of Italy? Orvieto. Oh, I own a villa there.
No,
would
I
would you
didn't
like to say that?
That?
You did say that, Griff.
Oh, I'm such a show off.
You said that. And
I'm
then
shameless.
They were all talking amongst themselves, and I was very brave because I didn't know you from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached over and whispered, you own a villa?
A villa. That's, yeah, I think that was pushing it a little far. I own two stone ruins.
And so you said, well, I'm not going to tell everybody what you said, but it was kind of funny.
Good. Keep something.
Yeah, I will.
For later.
And then, you know, they said they wanted to do it. I left on such a high. I left that city on such a high and got on that plane and came back to San Diego. I couldn't believe it. It was very exciting for me. Very exciting. I mean, eBay, big company, you know, for a lowly broadcast consultant such as myself. So it was a big deal for me. Well, Griff, thank you for allowing me to go through that interview with you today. Many people are new when they listen, and they don't know.
Oh, that's true.
They don't
I keep
know
thinking
your
everyone
background.
Must know everything about everything. So
exactly. And then you became the dean of eBay Education, the spokesperson for eBay, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've seen you go from department to department, though, don't you, Griff?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been around.
I think it's because you're an anomaly. You're like a one-person department.
I don't know what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm here, and we're still doing it. And
all right.
And
our lines are open. We have Melissa here to take your call at 888-RADIO-30, or you may use the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and some people have. May I read them to you, Griff?
Oh, please. Finally, we get to work.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I thought you had some.
I did. I don't know where it went.
All right.
Here it is. Darren from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Darren, D-A-R-I-N, 1***.
Mm-hmm.
Question, can I get the big deal ads off my homepage of the eBay website?
No. Next question.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well,
so there's advertising on eBay. There's no secret. Mm-hmm. And no, you can't. I don't know how you get them off. You can't get them off.
I think they just have to stay.
Yeah.
Kat from Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom1234, said, "Hi, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
I just noticed in the last week or so that my homepage is no longer my seller dashboard. When I sign on, it goes directly to my active sales. There used to be such good info on that page, like special listing offers and how many listings I've used and have left and tons of other good stuff. I can't even find that page now. The dashboard is very plain now without links to features that used to be there. Thanks, Kat."
Kat, like our cat?
No, this is Kat from Lindenhurst, New York.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you mean by seller dashboard. So there's a seller dashboard page, and you could attempt to make it your home page when you sign into your browser, that page shows up, but you'd probably have to sign in first, or you can make your summary page in my eBay the page that shows up when you go to my eBay. So I don't know which one you're talking about. I need more details. That's what I'm telling you.
Send more details.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, Let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.